Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walkin'.
Well, it's a Friday morning mall walk. We're walking when we're talking. We're in Montebello and we're up real high, singing songs with our voices spoken out with our choices. Here we are, sitting aloft while we mall walk and rock you so soft. I'm Matt Corley.
And I'm Mark McConville. You're listening to this episode of Mall Walkin', the podcast where we talk while we walk.
That's right. We come to you again from the Montebello, formerly Town Center, now Shops Of, because Matt Gourley is once again on a family errand for his lovable Aunt Rosie while she gets a hair job at JCPenney Salon.
She's sitting there in the JCPenney Salon. I said hello. We met there, and then now we're just sort of out in the mall right before it opens. It's the peaceful time of the morning between 10 and 11 when the mall's open for walkers but not open for shoppers.
That's right, but it's open for talkers, and that's us. I was here a little early because my aunt tricked me. And told me some tall tales about when this thing opens and making sure we get here in time. Keep in mind, I'm a punctual person. We've never been late before.
No. And what would you be late to?
You're going to have to take it up with Aunt
Rosie. She wants her first hair job of the day.
She does, but
it's like surgery. My in-laws used to say, you should get the first surgery of the day because your surgeon's going to be fresh and not worn out from all the surgeries of the day.
How many surgeries do people do in a day, though? More than two?
That's a great question.
I doubt. I mean, you'd want the first one, I think.
I do think it's good advice. So just get it out of the way in the morning.
Although that begs the question, do surgeons need any kind of warm-up? And if they're doing four surgeries, do you want the second?
Just to be sure that everything's working okay?
Maybe. But does that translate to hair jobs?
I don't know. I don't think, are hair jobs just follicle surgery?
That's a good question. What is she doing in there exactly?
Who knows?
With Jasmine at the JCPenney Hair Salon. I don't know, but they're lovable people. I can tell you that much.
Well, we also want to and need to thank Courtney from the Shops at Montebello for allowing us to come and walk the mall and talk it all.
That's right. If you're a listener to the entire arc and saga of the mall walking journey, you'll know that last time we were here, we had to stop because it was not officially sanctioned.
And Matt, I'm going to stop you right there because I did hear a G at the end of your mall walking. You said mall walking.
Oh, I do apologize.
And there's no G.
How dare I?
There's not a G anywhere near that title.
Oh, my odd. Now, just to pay my debts, I took a G away from another word.
And now the debt is paid.
Thank you, but I will watch that. Right to call me
out. You can leave Kevin Costner alone now for the rest of the movie.
So we're back.
In Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't Morgan Freeman do more to get out of his debt? He should just, that movie should just be him constantly trying to go like, I tucked your sheets in after you made the bed. So are we square?
Yeah. I don't know that I've fully watched that movie since the night it came out, which was the day I graduated high school.
You went straight to the Cineplex after graduating?
I did. And it's also the day I started my first journal, which I continued every day until the day I got married.
Wow. I bet that's a boring book.
Oh, it's boring?
I'm kidding.
It somehow managed to be boring and annoying.
I used to journal a little bit and I would reread and go like, ooh, yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, no one should ever see this. Maybe I light these on fire.
But now here we are chronicling our lives on a mall walking podcast. Will we feel the same in 20, 30 years?
I feel the same in 20, 30 minutes.
Hey, me too, buddy. That's why I'm here with you to go down together. Listen, we have some business we need to talk about.
Yeah, let's get into this.
It's quite important.
Well, let's see. It's the 6th of October right now. We're sitting in the mall. Right. We're not actually walking yet. We'll get to it.
We're mall sitting.
you got to do it sometimes.
I guess technically I could say sitting because it's not the title.
Yeah. And
but I'm not gonna.
Who would listen to
In fact, I'm not gonna.
Who would listen to a podcast called Mall Sitting?
No, nobody. Yeah, or if you're from like Georgia or the north of England, mall sitting. Yeah.
Oh, I was watching a television program and I feel like I don't trust people who put an H in the beginning of the word strength. When people say strength.
Who says that?
People say it. You're going to hear it all the time now.
I've never heard that.
Strength. I have the strength to take you.
Is that a new thing? That's a new thing?
No, I just think it's probably a regional affectation of voice.
What region? Dumbheads?
Yeah, I guess so. I got a lot of like Andy Rooney-esque opinions about the way people walk, talk, and use words. Another one is actually.
Yeah, I know.
This is actually a mall walk. Well, yeah, of course it is.
Well, there's a speak that goes, and it's often found in kind of mid-level corporate America. And you get it too, like if you go to a doctor's appointment, they go, for Matt? And it's just a trend that took off. Same thing with hotels. They now
say, for Matt? What do you mean? Like
when they call you,
you're in the waiting room?
Yeah. They can't just go, Matt, your appointment's ready. They go, for Matt. And I think people don't think about that. That's actually just kind of a weird clause to throw at someone. Also, when you're in a hotel and you want to book something and they say, sorry, instead of saying, sorry, we don't have that, or the reservations are booked, they say, we're fully committed. And then I want to crack a skull. And because I don't want to assault anyone, it's my own skull I crack.
Yeah, you take it out on yourself.
Is that Andy Rooney enough for you?
Yeah, these are old man rantings.
We haven't even begun walking.
I know, we haven't really even begun the business part of this that we were going to talk about.
Let's do our business.
I also just have, before we do it, I have one more.
Please.
I don't know how to feel about a restaurant when a server says, I have...
Oh, I'm with you. I can't. It's worse in retail.
I guess like we.
Yes, absolutely we.
If we were to walk into this Old Navy that we're looking at and say like, hi, I need a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I have your size in the stonewash.
What's worse is when they say I guess
I don't bother that. I don't have it.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
When they say like, oh, could I see this in size 5? I don't have that in size 5. Guess, oh, really? Does your store?
I guess I think of like a retail worker or a wait person as a representative.
They're an agent.
They're an agent of the establishment.
If the owner of the entire company and it was a private company
said I,
then I will accept it.
I don't know why I get riled up about it. I really should relax about it.
I'm with you. Look,
and as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, you know what? I think I have relaxed about it now.
Not me. I'm more angry than ever.
I had to get it out.
But the good news is, we've got a live mall walking coming up.
And you're probably asking yourselves, which mall? Well, it's not at a mall.
No, we're live without a mall. We're at the wonderful Dynasty Typewriter Theater here in Los Angeles, California. I can't say enough about the theater and specifically the staff.
Yes, they're terrific. We did a Super Ego show there back in August, I believe. I'm bad with calendars. But
we're doing one there Monday the 9th.
I know. And so I'm thinking I got to go right home and put this on the internet.
With Wild Horses, already sold out in person.
But you can live stream it. And let me tell you something. Maybe you think like, really? I'm going to live stream. They've got a camera setup that is basically a TV studio.
They're the best.
And so these live streams, they can zoom in. They can zoom out. They're fully equipped to bring the magic to your home wherever you may be. If you have internet, you can watch the Super Ego Live Horses show.
Yeah, Super Horses.
It's Wild Horses.
Wild Horses.
That's on Monday, October 9th.
Well, no, but the show's Super Horses.
Super Horses. It's Wild a murder. Ego. It's an improvised murder mystery.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
And then on the 21st, we are doing a live mall walking, which we have a general idea of some things we might do, but maybe we'll spitball ideas as we walk along this mall. We'll find inspiration.
We can find inspiration, but I don't want to, you know, tip our hand too much to the listener. I want people to be excited that this is an opportunity to see and hear a live mall walk like it's never been done before.
With special guests.
Yes. So don't sleep on this. October 21st. It's a Saturday. It's in October. It's the 21st day of October.
PM. It's the 730th minute of the day at 7:30 p.m. Trust me on that. That's the first half of the show. And then the double banger is that we're getting a Townland performance. Mark, you're of course playing your beautiful pedal steel with us.
Which I just had to repair by myself with a little help from pedal steel Gandalf, Jim Palinscar, who owns the Oceanside Steel Guitars of North County. He FaceTimed with me.
I love it.
I had an Allen wrench in my teeth. I had a screwdriver in one hand and my phone in the other. And he'd go, yeah, go ahead. Just undo that crankshaft. He's got a very adorable old man nasally voice.
I take it from your impression.
Yeah.
He's a little Andy Rooney in there.
Yeah. He's also sort of David Lynch.
I could hear that.
Also, this is just a fun detail for you, Matt. My pedal steel had a problem and I didn't know how to fix it. Normally, I would just take it down to Jim and he knows how to fix this stuff. Well, I had messaged him and he said, sorry, pal, I'm going to Mammoth. And I said, oh, no. Okay. Well, he's like, you're going to have to do it yourself. That was the first FaceTime. Well, I got halfway through the project and I needed supplies. And by then it was late at night and I just thought, I'm going to do it in the morning. I'm going to take a break. So he FaceTimed me from Mammoth in just an RV full of his friends, just all drinking. And he's like, show me where you're at now.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I was able to get it fixed. But I just enjoy that he was just in an RV in the middle of nowhere on FaceTime. Like, that's the world we're in now.
Just know when you come to this show, and you're coming, that Mark will be playing a self-prepared, assisted by a man in an RV in Mammoth pedal steel.
Just drinking a beer.
I love it.
Now, unscrew the other thing. And now, Matt, you've got some new equipment, too, that you're going to be... Is it the maiden voyage of that?
It's the maiden voyage
because... But you'll get a rehearsal in.
Yeah, we're going to try a couple rehearsals because I'll need it. Because I'm going on lead guitar for one of these songs.
Ooh, buddy.
Electric guitar. I got a Gibson ES-339 and a new Morgan amp with a new pedal rig that I'm just over my head in.
This isn't really mall walking now. It's guitar.
Well, we got to get through this business and we got to get to mall walking. But right. I just want to say that, yes, one of the special guests will be my new guitar for the new song. But more importantly, we got Andy Daly and Paul F. Tompkins joining us, by the way, for both elements of the show.
See, this is
as well as some other special musicians. You can get tickets at dynastytypewriter.com.
I wish you would get tickets.
Because it's live streaming and it's in person. But come in person because the best part about it, here's what I love about a concert.
Uh-huh.
Seats. And if ever there was music to sit down and enjoy too, it's Townland.
You think that's true?
I do, yes. And then finally...
The ultimate sit down listen.
Yes. Mark, something you've been involved with in a small measure is finally coming to fruition, and that's Amanda and I have a podcast called Keys to the Kingdom about all the behind-the-scenes juicy stories of working as a character or performer for a theme park, and it's out October 16th.
I listened to the preview of this, and I will tell you, our friend Gail, I've totally forgot that our friend Gail worked as a face character Klingon.
A Klingon, and a half-face character, because the forehead was not her face.
Correct. And then I also heard Jeff Davis's voice, and that guy's got to have some stories. I have no doubt your collection of tales. I can't wait to hear it because I worked in that world for a while. And
we all did.
Boy, it'll be fun to sort of go like, oh, wow. I'm sure there's stuff I'll know and stuff I won't know. And I'm very thrilled
to hear. Little sum for everyone. 8-episode docuseries, highly produced, out October 16th. But you can hear the trailer now on any podcast player. So please go there. And most importantly, please subscribe. That really helps us.
Why does it help you?
Because it starts yanking it up the rankings.
You got to yank up those rankings.
Yank up the rankings. Mark, let's get to mall walking.
All right.
And thank you for abiding through these.
I think as we're walking here, let me start up the old pedometer.
Okay.
Because as listeners know, this is a fitness podcast.
I just want to say we're outside of, first of all, a store called Pure Blades, which means we got to get Jimmy Blades down here at some point.
Let me get your photo in front of Pure Blades.
This is... Jimmy Blades, James Bladen down to join us for one of these things just so he can go into Pure Blades. You know what
I'm looking at the Infinity Stones. I'm looking at a Captain America shield.
I'm looking at the strangest conglomeration of E.T. holding... that's not the clown from Poltergeist, is it?
No, I think that's just a creepo clown. I mean, he's got the sort of spit curl on his forehead there.
Yeah, that's weird. That's the True Detective spiral, which, by the way, is coming back for season 4 of True Detective Night Country.
Frozen Detective.
I'll take it, man. You know I'm excited. Oh, look at that.
We were doing all these plugs of our things here at the top of the show, Matt.
Yeah?
I think we would be remiss if we didn't send people to Andy Daly's Patreon, too. That little Schlitz Playhouse of the Stars episode that we just did is... It makes me laugh to beat the band.
Some of my most favorite stuff we've done on there, it was you, me, Amanda, Paul F. Tompkins, Andy Daly. You did a superb job of editing that and putting it together.
We just improvised like a 50s television melodrama, I would say.
What is this, mall plug-in?
It's turning into it, so let's...
We apologize.
But we are walking at this point. That's true. Important.
We at least contractually... fulfilling what we have to do here. We're out in front of a Cinnabon. Now, we were told by Courtney that we could walk the mall this morning.
She wanted to alert her security team that we would be doing this, that these yahoos would be here.
But she also told us something that we should look out for specifically. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. Courtney alerted me to two new murals in the shops at Montebello. So we're going right over.
Near the Wetzel's Pretzels was all she told us. I think I saw one from afar and it looked like Frida Kahlo to me.
Well, Matt, could I also add, I feel like there's more than one Wetzel's Pretzels in this mall.
Oh, but I think I see two mules.
This does seem like it.
Two mules for Sister Sarah. By the way, I have served my sister-in-law a Moscow mule and myself one. And it's hard not to say, here are two mules for Sister Sarah.
What does that mean? Is that a
quote? It's a Clint Eastwood movie.
Two Mules for Sister Sarah is a Clint Eastwood movie?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know that, but I also have constantly been singing the new Paint the Town Red song by Doja Cat, and that probably sounded like a foreign language to you, the way that Two Mules for Sister Sarah by Clint Eastwood sounded foreign to me.
Well, I've heard of Doja Cat. I don't know that song.
But you don't ever listen to it because you'll never get it out of your head.
Well, speaking of catchy songsmiths, one of these murals she was talking about was Selena.
Okay, I'm going to take your picture in front of one of the murals, and you're going to take my picture in front of another one of the murals.
I'll take Frida Kahlo because if I don't tend to it, I have a unibrow.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
What do you do? Yeah, get centered right in the unibrow. This is a very... I want to get the whole kind of... Yeah, if you want to see the pictures here from the shops at Montebello...
I'm blocking Frida Kahlo. The nerve.
The nerve is right. And then we're going to be on Instagram, but I'm going to take a little photo of the artist here.
Oh, that's good.
We'll do a little a plug. So yeah, let me get in front of Selena here. Where's the best place to stand?
Here we go.
You cannot talk while your photo is being taken.
No,
that's,
you can't because you got to concentrate. But
for
I like geometrically aligned photos. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So if you tilt your phone a certain way, you're going to get like a perspective that doesn't line up with the frame of the camera. So it's fun to kind of like try to make it match as if it was like a tile.
I see.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's a problem.
You can see this on the Pistol Shrimps Radio Instagram account, which is probably Shrimps Radio, but might be Pistol Shrimps Radio. I can never remember.
Do the work, listener.
Look, Matt, today I decided to wear what I like to call chic show blacks.
I love it.
I bought a couple of these jumpsuits during the pandemic and just to wear around the house. And then I said, you know what? This is what I'm wearing now.
Good for you.
It's like pajamas, but clothes.
I have one and it's a dark blue Dickies one, just like Michael Myers wears, but I use it to crawl under the house.
Yeah.
Not to kill anyone necessarily. I mean, to fix the house.
I like to think of this as like custodial chic.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or like James Bond 60s villain army chic.
Oh, like this is my wife's observation and not really my own. What? It's hard to find good goons.
Yeah.
In Batman movies, James Bond movies, action stuff where like a guy's got a team, even like Die Hard.
Like,
who are these yokels? Who are these mercenaries that barely ever say anything and just stand there with a machine gun until they get like bonked on the head with a chair?
Die Hard, it makes sense because they literally are mercenaries. They're going to share in a financial gain as opposed to something like You Only Live Twice, where there's just an army of hard hat wearing jumpsuit outfitted.
What motivation do they have?
Submachine gun carries. I don't know if it's ideological or they're being paid. I was watching, no surprise, Skyfall last night. Even Silva has a small squad of men.
Like a security team?
Yeah, but and they're kind of like similarly outfitted with like Banana Republic, a half zip fleece. And then
how do you
like
coordinate the fashion?
Beige jeans kind of rolled up with boots, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I would think you'd want to send your henchmen, your goons, down to the shops at Montebello.
That's right.
Coordinate your outfit. Do a little field trip.
You could go to the Pointy Hills Mall. You can even go to the outlets at Citadel. But I would say goons, go straight to the shops at Montebello for your henchman wear.
This feels like, I was thinking about this since this is our, not our first visit to this mall.
It's our third.
What? I was inspired by and thought of the Worst Idea of All Time podcast.
Sure.
Is there a chance, Matt, that this podcast that we're doing right now, Mall Walk-In, just becomes the Shops at Montebello Walk-In?
It could be, but I do think at that point they're going to have to start sharing profits. You know what I mean? We're not ideological henchmen.
Well, speaking of that,
forever.
Courtney, our friend here who works here, maybe we'll see her today. I have no idea. She mentioned that there's a Halloween event on the 28th. She invited us to come back. I'm not sure if either one of our schedules is going to work out with that.
What time is it? Because I have my own Halloween event on the 28th.
I think it's daytime. I think it's like a daytime trick-or-treating thing. Well, because
mine starts at 5 p.m. I'm going to see a murder mystery dinner theater.
Wait, what? What are you doing?
I don't want to go into too much detail, but it's like a, you know, typically, and I got nothing against dinner theater. Hell, I'm clearly a patron of it. But maybe dinner theater tends to skew towards the more low rent side of the performing arts.
Yes.
Not this, baby.
What is it, Kenneth Branagh's dinner theater?
No, it's at a like nice hotel with nice dining, but still, it's a dinner theater, so how good could it be? I don't know. I'm so curious.
So you don't know what it is?
I do know what it is.
But you've not gone before?
I've not gone before, no.
So this will be the maiden voyage for you.
Yeah.
Experiencing high-end dinner theater.
And it's a period piece where you're encouraged to, I think you participate a little bit, which normally, immersion theater, I can't do it because I just care too much about helping the performers. Like a magician, if they're ever doing a trick, all I do is look and smile and just feed them on. And I don't have that kind of energy for a sustained full-length show.
Sure, yeah.
I've got a child that, you know,
demands that kind of attention from you.
Yeah, and I happily give.
Well, you
but
have
I need to,
right?
allocate it towards that.
All right, so that's exciting, Matt. You're going to go to this dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would do at a dinner theater.
Well, I'll let you know.
You'll let me know how I would do?
Oh, I'll let you know how I would do, and then you can assess from there. We haven't even talked about many stores because, again, remember, we're here because my aunt gets her hair done at 10 in the morning.
And sharp.
Believe me, sharp.
It's got to be the first haircut of the day.
It's got to be. And the stores are not open, so we are literally just mall walking.
But I think, yeah, this is maybe what I thought this podcast would be the whole time. It's just a true stroll in the mall before the shops are even open.
Right.
In fact, that's, I think, what I told Courtney is that we're not really, we'll go into a shop here and there, but that's not really what we're doing here.
That's
we're
right.
really trying to get our steps in.
Yeah.
What is the origin of this, Matt?
Why
did you found yourself walking malls, right? And you wanted to document it. Have we ever talked about that?
I think maybe in general, I had this idea some 3 or 4 years ago that we were considering right before the pandemic.
Yeah, that's right.
And that put a real spanner in the works. But my wife and I, sometimes we would go like, let's go for a walk. And it's always so damn hot in
California. 100 degrees today.
Yeah. I say, let's go walk a mall. And she would just laugh at me. And a lot of people would laugh at me because, you know what, frankly, there's a stigma of mall walking is for older people. And A, I disagree. And B, I'm getting old, so I can't even disagree. So I'm not sure what to say there, except why not walk, get the same amount of exercise. I know you don't get the same natural beauty.
No.
But you get a kind of commercial beauty.
Sure, sure.
And you get your steps in.
And we're right back down to the JCPenney at the far end of the mall where we started but didn't start recording.
This is a two-level mall, of course. So we are one quarter of the way through our clockwise journey through the shops at Montebello here on October 6th.
Attention, shoppers. Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, Matt, I have a two-prong issue that I need to bring up.
Okay. I have a poo-trong issue that I need to bring up.
Well, you can wait because I have to do this first. Okay. Now, I listen to a podcast called Dudesy.
Yes, I know.
And it's fun. And if you like goofy stuff, those guys are doing their thing.
Okay.
I'm a little behind. My wife celebrated a big birthday
recently. Happy birthday.
I didn't have time to really stay up on the show. Uh-huh. And my brother texts me and he says, I think Dudesy's honing in on your turf.
No, how so?
They did a whole segment on malls and visiting a mall.
But they weren't there.
They weren't at the mall, but they did sort of talk malls quite a bit. And I know you can do whatever you want, but I got to say, Dudesy, stay out of our turf.
Really? You're putting that kind of gauntlet down?
Not really.
I feel like a mall is fair game. It's a public place.
I'm not really throwing the gauntlet down. I just thought it was sort of like a zeitgeist thing.
Yeah.
So then dovetailed to that, they have their own alcoholic drink called Dudesy Hard Seltzer.
Really?
This brewery called Modest Brewing. Modest? M-O-D-I-S-T.
Oh, okay. Modest.
They made Dudesy Hard Seltzer because those guys joked about it and then it came to life. Well, that same brewery has a beer called Mall Walkers.
Oh, wait. Someone tagged me.
I posted it. I reposted it on the Instagram, on the Pistol Shrimps Instagram.
Is that because of what they did on Dudesy, or they already had that?
No, I think it's just a separate thing altogether.
I see where we're headed with this.
I think that they did a beer. The imagery on the can is reminiscent of George Romero.
Yes,
where the walkers are kind of in shadow.
That takes place in the mall. The movie. Yeah.
So I think it's more of like a Halloween.
Oh, still, let's do a tie-in, Modest.
Yeah, send us some mall walking beer.
And we'll send you some mall walking cheer.
We're already doing it. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Free of charge, no obligations.
No salesman will visit your home.
No.
Are we done with that warning?
Huh. Do you ever consider a no solicitors sign?
I don't think it would do any good.
Yeah, you're right. Those people are tenacious. Oh, look, coming soon, Joe's Boots.
This is a mall update. If you want to come down to Shops at Montebello, you know what I think was here, Matt?
What?
That airsoft range.
No, really?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think the public has spoken with their dollars.
But you know a mall's in good standing when they've got stores coming in, not going out.
Yeah, you need that.
There aren't many vacant mall fronts here, you know?
No.
And that's nice to see in this day and age.
Shops at Montebello's keeping it tight. This is a massive storefront, though.
Yeah, really. Is that going to be a lot of boots?
That's a lot of boots.
Huh.
How many pairs of boots you got?
These boots are made for mall walking. That's just what they'll do. How many boots do I have?
Yeah, how many pairs of boots do you think you got?
Well,
are you a boot wearer?
I have some Red Wing boots that I'll wear casually. Uh-huh.
Do you have some blue leg boots?
Now we're talking. I have some cowboy boots that I wear whenever I play Mutt Taylor that I stole from Disneyland years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I have a number of kind of like hiking boots that have been wonderful podcast gifts. And I use those typically for yard work and housework.
Okay.
And then I have some sorrel like snow boots.
Oh, icy time boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, here's the children's play area.
Yeah, this is where it all went down.
First got discovered by the security who came.
Discovered. I'm a part-time mall security, part-time talent agent. It's
podcasting
I have to kick you out of here, but could I introduce you to my friends at HeadGum?
I'm just checking the clock. We got 10 minutes till we got to go check in on Rosie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But we might have to do a quick little U-turn here.
I don't think she's going to be ready by then.
She's very concerned with time, but you're not.
Well, I'm concerned with time like a normal person. She's very, like I said, she tricked me to get here early.
Yeah.
And she actually seems very okay if we don't come back right on time, because she wants to make sure that the hair dryer is warmed up enough to give her enough of a
maybe hair dryer. This is the double-edged sword of being the first hair job of the day.
Right.
It's like the tools are sharp. The stylist has had their cup of coffee and they're ready to start their day, but the dryers aren't like in that crispy zone.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like a tube amp. You got to let it warm up.
Yeah. You got to have it in standby mode for a while.
That's right.
This seems overly complicated as a man who's been shaving his head for at least a decade.
What is?
Just all the accoutrement, all the equipment hair cutting and hair styling.
I know.
I basically have two tools.
Just a shaver?
A shaver and like a little clipper.
Okay, that's nice.
But you can't really screw mine up. You just get rid of everything.
You know, there's a glory to that I admire.
Well, hallelujah.
Coming up on some escalators here as we head down to the second floor.
That's a full lap here. We've been walking basically the whole time. We only stopped to take the new Wetzel Pretzel mural photos.
And of course, we were sitting when we started.
Yeah, but so what?
We're moving at a pretty brisk pace this morning. More than usual.
Yeah. We'll find out once my workout. We've been walking for 15 minutes here, Matt. I mean, that's pretty good. It's a half a mile.
Isn't this?
Do you feel like a half a mile?
Kind of.
Yeah, all right.
Look at, find the nurse in you is like a.
Do I need to take a picture of this for people to see?
It's a poster that has a lady graduating inside her own head. And I don't know. Also, I'm always very wary of advertisements for university because I think they're like Phoenix. They're for-profit universities.
She also looks to be climbing the staircase where the mountain fought his brother.
Yes, it's true.
I'm blanking on those names as I sometimes...
Ellen Cleghorn Stanlope.
Clegane.
Sandor Clegane in the mountain.
Sandor Clegane was fighting on a staircase, knocking his brother around.
1, 2, 3 stairs for me, and 3, 4, 5 for my brother's jive. We like to fight. When we live, we like to die. When we love, we're brothers all the time, except when we kill each other in a chain mail glove. And we did it. Let's
of course that's a
Mark,
escalator
we're not done.
Song.
Where are you going? Where I notice you
what's
been
this
peeling off to the right when
but the hairstyle.
Well, we got time for a Macy's.
Oh god. Walk.
We gotta, you know, it wouldn't be mall walking without, and we're gonna go down the straight center aisle here.
Can I tell you a very personal story about Macy's?
Please.
And about mall walking and what it's done for me.
What's that?
I was running an errand. I was in Burbank.
I hope there's more to the story than this, because so far
there is.
Okay.
And nature called in a very urgent way.
Front door nature or back door nature?
Back door nature.
Oh, no.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're walking a mall. I had to go.
Okay.
And I went, what's nearby? The Burbank Town Center.
Okay.
And what's in the Burbank Town Center? Macy's. And what's in the Macy's? A private restroom.
Oh,
I went
nice.
To the back of that Macy's.
Yeah.
We should maybe stop talking about it, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't have thought of it had we not walked the mall. I wouldn't have thought of it.
Oh,
because
you were familiar with that very Macy's.
I think it's maybe, well, I guess every city probably has a, like, you need to know where there's a good restroom.
Yeah.
Target generally has a good restroom.
Yeah.
Starbucks might be locked. You might not be able to get in a coffee shop.
Right.
But I knew that a mall was a safe haven for my rear raven. And Burbank Town Center Macy's, I'm sorry for what I did.
Oh, but they were good to you. You just weren't good to them, is what you're saying.
No, I just had to. It was not. This is, we've gone too far. It's indelicate.
Well, I get that. Now, I will say the best ever restroom
morning
publicly that I've visited, because I try to avoid that whenever
the
possible.
The Louvre.
Yes, and by that I mean right there in front of the Mona Lisa, at the very tip of I.M. Pei's pyramid.
You're hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. On the way to Vegas and back, there's a restaurant called Eddie World. Not Eddie's World, Eddie World.
So you got Money, you got Van Halen.
Yeah.
You got
Eddie from Iron Maiden.
All of the Eddies.
Yeah, but they have, aside from like huge bins of individual candy and every kind of food and snack you could want, they know what they're doing. You go into a restroom, and I was sick. I was coming back from my friend Dan Michikoff's wedding, and I had a horrible flu.
Oh boy. Was it party flu?
I don't know. I think it was Oktoberfest food flu.
Okay, yeah.
And then they have, you go into the restroom, and it seems like endless stalls that had doors floor to ceiling. That was the best part.
Oh, wow.
And they were like thick soundproof, like hotel doors. And when you close it, it had an automated thing of cellophane that would go over the door handle.
Whoa.
And when you use it, it would just put a new thing on. It was soundproof. It was private. It was heaven. I'm not sometimes, sure I ever left.
Sometimes maybe you drive out there on your own just to...
I do. I left my heart there. I also left my fart there.
Hey, Matt, we just left the Macy's. Pretty uneventful, if you're asking me.
This is what I'm saying. Times have changed. I think mall walking is in the American consciousness, so nobody's quick to jump on it or be suspicious. They just know, oh, that must be one of those mall walkings I've heard about so much.
Yeah, and I also had Courtney in my back pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
I just figured I'd say, my friend Courtney said we could do this.
Yes, that's not a bad... Let's try that at a different mall. Well, what are the odds that every manager at a mall is named Courtney? Probably 3 in 10?
I think lower.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, nothing's quite open, but there's people waiting. I feel like maybe these are shoppers who are just dying to get a deal here before the big weekend.
It's interesting that we can kind of cover the bottom floor in one fell swoop because... It's more narrow and there's not like the opening to separate it.
There's a single walkway.
Yeah, and the stores are closer.
I've been here 3 times. Took me 3 times to notice down here it's one big hallway. Upstairs, it's 2.
You're right. And that's why mall walks, certain malls bear repeating. They bear repetitive mall walks, I think.
And repetitive bear malls.
Now we're talking. I'd go to a bear mall.
M-A-U-L?
I'd also go to a mare ball, which is just a lady horse celebration.
Oh, a guy emailed in. I know it's a guy because I remember. I also don't think, well, I won't say this. I was going to say a lady would never do this, but I feel like this is a very guy email. A person asked us to spoonerize the word hazelnuts.
Nasal huts.
Go ahead and live in them sniffies.
Did you?
That's, I think, what they said. I'm paraphrasing the email.
I do love setting someone up for a spoonerized thing that you already have a comeback for.
Come on down to Nasal Huts. We got Kleenexes, kerchiefs, and any other rag that you can get your snots on. Nasal Huts.
Spoonerized Pop-Tarts.
Top parts.
I'm more interested in your bottom parts.
Hey, Macarena.
Spoonerized Macarena.
Cacamarena.
Rackamana. Rackamania.
Come on down to Rackamania. Oh, look, Matt, across the way, that digital assistant works. Do you see?
Oh, yeah, let's Daniels go check it
out. Daniels Jr.
Are we going to be able to end in massage chairs if my Aunt Rosie's done? Because I'll tell you what, if she's done,
she's going to want to get the hell out of here.
We got to get to Big Saver Supermarket so she can flirt with Eddie, the stock boy.
What? Is this like a soap opera? Like Big Saver Supermarket?
There's so much going on.
I don't think I've ever seen one of these working. Her head is not natural.
That is like the grim grinning ghost from Halloween, except way creepier. I mean, from the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, and she looks green in the camera.
Oh, she just dissolved into herself.
Yeah.
Why can't they crop it better?
Crop what?
Well, the head. You know what I mean?
This seems like an impossible acting. Whoa, she just changed shirts.
Also, those are clearly not her legs. Yeah.
They maybe are her legs.
I don't know. But it's a different still scale photo. Altogether.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, I'm impressed. I don't need any jewelry, but...
What do you think this is?
What?
There's like a little...
Oh, is this like a little library?
Library happening.
Look at that. Reading is fundamental.
Yeah.
But it looks like maybe these guys are taking it down. All right, Matt. Well, look, again, just want to remind the people, since it's been, 20 minutes? Monday, October 9th, Dynasty Typewriter. The show's sold out, but you can live stream Super Ego and Wild Horses doing a little murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
You got October 21st, Mall Walking in Townlandin'.
Oh, this is big. And, I should mention, of course, this is going to be the last Townland show for who knows when, because Shannon and Wade are moving to Texas, and the fate of the band is hopefully... ultimately secure, but we may not know for a while.
Well, you're going to take a little...
Maybe we could do a quick...
detour here?
End of the massage.
End of the massage?
Well, you know what I mean. Massage ending. You finish up what we're saying and I'll dial these up.
You got it.
Oh, I'll get yours.
Really, it's just that you can get tickets at dynastytypewriter.com You can live stream the show. You can come in person October 21st at 7:30 p.m. We're going to have a real holy smokes time. You think that worked, Matt? Oh, mine's going.
That was the easiest this has ever gone. I used
Here's
the tap
the problem.
Function. What?
That's a 15-minute
I know. Someone's gonna
benefit from
this.
Or
you know what? I could go run in there and see if she's done.
And then I just sit here?
You just sit here, keep getting a nice massage. But I guess we should move on to ranking the mall.
It's
I have
hard.
No recollection of what I've given this mall before, though. I think it was a good score for being just a solid, oh my God, my calves have been crushed. Oh my God.
Here's how our mall rankings work.
Yeah.
The best mall, the ideal mall, would get 5 stores. Not 5 stars, 5 stores.
Right.
And then a half of a store, of course, is a kiosk. And then a half of a kiosk, of course, is a massage chair. So if you had a real basic bullshit mall, it might be 1 store, 1 kiosk, and 1 massage chair. That'd be a score of 1.75.
I'm going to call the JCPenney salon and see if she's...
Oh, it's great.
So that way we don't have to...
Interrupt this massage.
Yeah.
This really great, perfect chair massage. Oh! Did anyone answer? A list of what, Matt? I'm on pins and needles.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm Rosie's nephew. I'm just calling to see if she's done and ready for pickup yet. Do you happen to know? Okay, thank you.
It seems like the massage is going to continue here on Mall Walkin'.
Pins and needles, tenter hooks.
Oh, my lower back.
Oh, my lower back. That's not even a spoonerism. I mean, it is, but it doesn't mean anything.
Like 10 minutes?
Okay, 10 minutes is perfect. Thank you so much.
You know how much time's left on this massage?
Bye.
About 12.
Well, still,
she did say about 10.
Yeah, I think we're fine if we see these massages out as they were meant to be, as God intended. You know,
the more familiar I get with this mall, Matt,
yeah,
the more I think I was right all along. This
How
is
so?
Just a down the middle, working class, bread and butter mall.
That's what I think makes it a great mall.
It's not too big. It's not too small.
It's not too big for its Jimmy's boots, and it's not too big for its britches get stitches. Is that a store here? It should
Britches
be.
Britches get stitches?
Yeah.
Is that like a clothing repair spot?
No, it's underwear for tough guys.
Britches get stitches.
Yeah.
Like prison wear?
Uh-huh. Prison underwear. But Mormon.
I didn't... Rosie said you need to eat. And there was really no opportunity other than that cinema.
No, I'm doing a bit of that intermittent fasting. So I don't eat till around 11:30 or 12 each day.
How does that work for you?
Okay, because I find it's, you know, as far as, you know, anything you could do, I've been exercising and stuff, but it's so much easier to not do something than do something. It's way easier to not eat a meal than to go to the gym. I'm still doing both, but you know what I mean?
Well, I've been doing intermittent eating.
Oh, that's a problem.
Where I just...
I guess I have too.
I just kind of eat.
Yeah.
When I want to eat.
Yeah.
With no regard for nutrition.
Well, you're probably living a better life.
I'm not, though. I don't think. Who knows? Who knows anymore?
What do you want to rank this mall? Do you have any... Well, let's do highlights and lowlights.
Highlights. New murals. That's a highlight.
Yeah. I got to go.
And munerals.
Munerals. That's when a cat... Never mind. I think the murals, as Courtney was right to point out, are a welcome addition to the shops at Montebello and quite a highlight.
I'll say the pre-11 o'clock quietness and stillitude really speaks to me right now.
That's another highlight.
For me?
Yeah.
I mean,
I like that too.
I don't need the sort of roar of the shopping crowds. I don't need the hustle and the bustle right now. I'm looking for a little serenity, and I think I got it here at the shops of Montebello. between the hours of 10 and 11 when you can just stroll with your pal.
And you can sit down in a massage chair that's virtually right in front of a Zoomies.
What do you mean by virtually in front of it?
Well, we're off to, we're more in front of a Cotton On, but just slightly overlapping in front of a Zoomies.
We're not calling that Zoomies yet?
I refuse, frankly.
I refuse.
I think if it's Zoomies, you got to have an S.
Why?
Because that implies plural or possessive, where a Z doesn't. Zoomies, Zoomies. Then you, if you're going to go with the novelty spelling, you can't have an IE. It's got to be EEZ.
Well, one reason I think it might be Zoomies is maybe it's named after the dog phenomenon where dogs just keep their energy in and they got to like run around in circles and stuff.
Oh, I'm certain it's Zoomies. I'm just saying, homie, don't play that game.
Yeah, but buddy, I just caught you. You just said it on a recording.
I know. I get what they want it to be.
But you won't say it.
I'm just not going to be part of
the charade,
the society that gives way to that kind of thing, that looks the other way, you know? I won't do it because, you know, part of the creep of fascism is doing nothing.
Well, then why are you intermittent fasting?
Oh my God.
You said it's easier.
I'm a fascist. I'm an intermittent fascist.
A food.
Oh no.
The intermittent fascist.
Catch me at a certain time of day.
Just from 8 a.m. to noon. I think that a free and open media is bad. But ever the rest of the day, we should hear from different viewpoints. But in the morning, no.
I'm going to give this mall. I'm bullish on the shops at Montebello. I'm going to give it a solid 4 stores. And 7 years ago, I think I must have given it that before because I don't remember my score from last time, but I remember that joke.
4 stores and 7 years ago?
Is 4 stores and 7 kiosks ago.
I think it's a 3. I think I gave it a 3.5, but I'm willing to meet you at 4.
Wow. It's a banner day here. Is this our first ever double 4?
It might be.
Huh.
I don't know what our highest ranked mall is. I'm always moving forward, Matt. Whatever we said before, I'll let the historians sort of keep track of that.
We gave Santa Anita second run a pretty high. I could be wrong.
I also know we gave the Citadel Outlets.
Did we?
A high score.
They didn't deserve that.
Matt, they gave us free reign to do whatever we wanted.
I know, but
diplomatic immunity.
Joss Ackland.
Diplomatic immunity.
Why did mine sound like a bad Arnold?
I don't know. Huh.
You're being lulled into, with no nutrition, how'd you sleep last night? Probably not great.
No, I slept okay last night, but it's been rough the few. It's been, I'm not going to lie, this week has been Glenn's first week in daycare, and it has been heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I am not built for this kind of thing because she is not having it, and the fact that she isn't happy at all times of the day weighs on me in a way I can't possibly quantify. Then getting tricked by Rosie to be here at a certain time was the icing on the cake. I'm going to get her back, Mark. Mark my words.
You're going to get Rosie back?
Yeah. I'm going to trick her.
You're just going to leave her here?
No, I could never. Oh, Rosie, you hold a certain place in my heart.
I, Matt, have been having a hard time because of this seasonal shift. I can't take it. I can't take the 6:30 p.m. It's dark.
Oh, yeah.
And then in a couple weeks or a week or so, we're going to change the clock to make it even worse.
Oh, I don't mind that so much. But this back into 100, nearly 100 degree weather in the middle of October when I've already decorated my house for Halloween, that should tell the gods, like, I'm not allowed.
Cool the weather down.
Right. I'm not allowed to pull 97 degree days because the Gourley Lunds have got a graveyard in their rock garden.
You really went to town. Did you do more Halloween decorations than Christmas decorations?
I'd say it's about the same. The mass of the Halloween stuff is probably bigger, but the overall subtle cheer of the Christmas is just as impactful and has just as much a festive footprint.
It seems like you have a lot of Halloween decorations.
And not a grotesque or a gaudy amount. I think it's tastefully done and within a certain, you know, stylistic universe. I don't crossbreed a lot of different, you know, things, although there is a sign for Haddonfield and Crystal Lake, but they're not viewable in the same you know, same perspective. You got to move around to see both of them. I'm not crazy.
Matt, I do have an email address for us. It's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. And I could just read us a random, we have 5 more minutes or so here.
Okay.
I'll read a random email. What do you think of that?
Sounds great.
This is from Katie. We'll say Katie G. Hey, fellas. Oh, also this was...
she can pronounce the G, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is from August, so who knows? Hey, fellas, just wanted to let you know you officially saved the American shopping experience and malls are no longer in danger of closing.
Whoa.
Here are some news stories to prove your accomplishments. Hey,
while we do this, I'm going to go live on Instagram, okay?
Great.
If I can remember how, in fact, to do that.
Hope you know how proud we are of you both. Here's an article. The U.S. mall is not dying because of Matt and Mark. Another one, a bright spot in commercial real estate. Retail shops. Southern California malls are thriving thanks to local heroes. Is that us?
It must be.
I haven't clicked through. Matt and Mark take mall walk into the biggest malls in America, from the troubled American Dream Mall to Florida's alligator-shaped shopping center. Here's hoping a Richie Rich type will fly you out to a mall a month, Katie.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
What? Who would that be?
Richie Rich. He's got to be our age by now.
I would love to have a benefactor who would fly us to different malls.
We need a mall patron.
We have gone over this before on the show, though.
Yeah.
Our demands
themselves should be really jumping on this. You know?
I know.
How much could it cost to fly two guys out more than first class? We want to go United Arab Emirates Airlines. So you have to fly us to Dubai from LA and then to Dubai to whatever your domestic city is.
Oh, I'm getting massaged like a... I think you're thinking too small. We have to do like private jet.
Or we have the mall brought to us.
Well, how does that work?
Well, they have to figure that out.
They're going to disassemble a mall, bring it to our homes?
Yeah, private
jet. That's a hassle for me and my neighborhood.
You're right. Private jet, but
to
still,
a mall.
Yeah.
And they just land in the parking lot.
That's right.
I don't want to be transported from an airstrip to the mall. I want you to land at the mall.
Or if you have to transport us from an airstrip to a mall, it has to be in one of those stretch SUVs with a hot tub.
Yeah.
A stretch Hummer and a hot tub.
How about a Succession style Roy family helicopter?
Yeah.
Just land on the roof of the mall.
Yes.
And then we go down through a little hatch.
No, we rappel down through every mall that inevitably has a glass ceiling like Batman.
Okay. But Michael Keaton, Batman?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
Adam West, Batman.
No. Alex P. Keaton,
Disney?
Batman. Alex P. Keaton, Batman.
So just like a real fiscally conservative Batman.
Sweater vest wearing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Then it's just VIP treatment all the way, and then they helicopter us back to the private jet. We could do it in one day, but I feel like in the past you've said, I'm going to need a day to recover.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to need a fancy non-mall dinner.
Absolutely. At a steakhouse that was had to have been opened before 1968.
So a classic.
Red leather booth steakhouse.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red steaky, leather steaky.
Can you tell I have a theater background?
Moses supposes his toes are roses.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
Hey, if you're listening live, this is Matt Gourley and Mark McConville coming to you live because you're listening to us live at the Shops at Montebello.
And if you're listening to this on the podcast, Matt's holding his phone up. I'll take a picture of that and we'll really go down the technology rabbit hole.
Just know that Mall Walkin' is going to be live at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater on the 21st of October in person and streaming. Go to dynastytypewriter.com to get tickets. It's also a double bill. First half of the show's Mall Walkin' with special guests Andy Daly and Paul F. Tompkins.
That's right.
And then the band Townland, which we're both basically in, along with special guests Andy Daly, Paul F. Tompkins, and some musical, sweeteners, let's call it that.
Delighters.
And we're so excited about it. Please get tickets. Please join us. Please listen to this episode of Mall Walking. Probably you're the editor on this.
I'm going to try to throw this up today.
Okay.
Matt, you called it a double bill, but have you ever had a bubble dill?
I have. And what that is essentially is instead of using water and soap for bubbles, you use dill pickle juice and a little bit of kerosene, and then it smells like a pickle bubble until you burst it with a lighter flame and it goes a fire chute.
Ba-booms.
Okay, we got to go pick up my Aunt Rosie from her hair job.
Bye-bye, Instagram.
Bye.
Can you end it? How do you end it, Matt? End the thing.
There's no button to end.
It's the X in the corner, you fool.
I don't want to join X. That's Twitter Musk.
Well, we ended our live video, and we're going to be ending the podcast here anytime soon, I think. It's been a little minute here. I almost called you Steve.
So you know, call me Steve.
You know it's time to end this thing. Matt, anything else before we go? My massage is over.
No, this is it. I think mine's wrapping up. Why don't we talk it out to the end as we go pick up Aunt Rosie?
Our thanks once again to Courtney here at the Shops at Montebello for letting us do this silly old mall walk.
Yeah. I can't type and walk and talk at the same time.
We can't operate technology and talk at the same time. That's maybe the biggest challenge of mall walking is just the technical aspect of it.
Search for Pistol Shrimps Radio by putting in Potbelly.
One of us. We're headed back to JCPenney. I feel like we could do a full episode on the salon, by the way. It is like maybe the most well-appointed, spacious hair styling place in a major retail chain that I've ever seen.
I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, I just shared that live video, so it's available.
Great.
Who knows? I may have taken it down by then if I could figure it out. All right, Mark, it's been, as always, a pleasure.
A wonderful stroll.
There's nobody I'd rather mall walk with.
And even if there was, I wouldn't want to know about it.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't be interested. Frankly, I'd think they were Johnny-come-latelys. And I wouldn't trust them.
Let's see. Let's review. Anything else we need to do? Yeah, Modus Brewing. Send us some mall walking beers.
Oh, yeah.
We'll drink those.
Go get some tickets. Go subscribe to Keys to the Kingdom. Go support your local JCPenney salon.
Maybe the most important thing of all is get out there and hit a mall.
Yeah, right on the head.
No, I just mean walk it. Bring a friend.
Yeah.
Look around.
And tell them Matt and Mark sent you.
Yeah. Tell everyone you run into about the podcast and that you heard about malls. Let's just pretend you've never heard of a mall at all.
Okay. Me?
Just the listeners.
Oh, right.
Find a mall. Mm-hmm. It's spelled M-A-L-L. You could use your phone or computer to look up the nearest mall to you. Then you're going to need transportation to that mall. And you're going to go to that mall. You're going to walk around. You might meet some mall kids. They might be weird.
Weird mall kids, man. There's nothing better. Don't bring them home with you because God knows where they've been.
They're going to want to come home with you. Yeah, don't let them.
They're going to latch on to you in a sort of like deer tick way.
They might latch on to your honkers. What you want to do is walk around and say, really nice to see you, friend, here at the mall. Matt and Mark sent me.
What is we've been using latch onto your honker for a long time. What is that quote originally from?
It's from Kentucky Fried Movie.
That's right.
Big Jim Slade.
Former running back for the Kansas City Chiefs.
What a movie. I bet it doesn't hold up at all.
Oh, I watched it by myself in my hot tub not too long ago.
I bet the Zucker brothers would be thrilled to hear that some guy just watched Kentucky Fried Movie in his hot tub.
That's
40 years after it came out.
That's probably how you're supposed to watch that movie.
That's what I think.
Yeah. All right. This is Mall Walking. We love you.
Head out to the mall this weekend. Get yourself a little shopping done. And we love you.
And some Dop and Shun. You can spoonerize that yourself back into its original form to finally make sense out of it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walkin', brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.